Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, it's Psychics Gone Wild, welcoming you tonight where it can't get our music. And we're back to Psychics Gone Wild. Obviously, the music has already went there. This is Psychic Chester. I want to welcome all of you to a fun night here on Psychics Gone Wild. 773-897-6461 is the number. We've got people lined up. Hang on to your phones. We're going to go to the first caller. 512, it's me and you. How are you doing, 512?
Hey, Jethro, how's it going?
Really good, Yvonne. I welcome you. It's good to hear from you there in that wild Texas time.
Yeah.
My radio, could you tell?
Oops.
I apologize. We're having a lot of technical difficulty. It's just good to hear from you as a friend. And we've had a lot of energy that's going with this hurricane. And on the coast, I guess Blog Talk must have got wet.
Oh, really? How's the weather over there?
Good. It's beautiful. We've got a little bit of, you know, cloudy skies, and it's about 70, 68 on the cold nights. You know, it's like, whoa.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah. How are you in Texas?
We'll get down in the 50s at night and about in the 80s during the day, so it's been nice.
Very nice. I'm glad you called. And Yvonne, I'm going to give you a little bit of a mini reading. I welcome you always as a friend in here, and it's been one of those days I needed some friends to call in. We've been having those days that we all have, and we were discussing last night, those of you who turned in for Halloween, with Glenn Cakley about manifesting and bringing energies and what we say and what we do. And I'm going to continue to smile and know that it's all going to not only happen, but it's going to work out. And what the guides did, I've had a lot of emotional upsets. We've had a lot of people talking about the hurricane and the energy that's bringing in a lot of Manichean negative energy. So those of you all over the country will be affected. Just know, if you're feeling those energies, that it's going to pass. It's part of the storm, and it's part of, you know, I had a funny thing today they put on Facebook that the little girl in Colorado put down. She was ready to cry if she hears one one more political thing. I can relate with her, and I don't even have TV on. So, you know, just hang tight. We're almost through the fun. Everybody's going to get back to the things. And Yvonne, talk to me just a little bit, and then I will give you your reading.
You want to do what?
Talk to me. Let me know. Just give me a little bit. I was trying to get information, and for some reason, the phone is cutting out real hard, and I feel like your energy has been really, it's like you're not only healing, but I feel like you're going through some kind of energy there that the guide is hard to pick up your energy tonight through the phone.
Oh, really? I'm just hanging out.
Very good. No, I'm glad you are. And I like the energy. It's just, and it seems like as the phone is going through, they're telling me that you also are, the guides are saying there's going to be going through some real positive here. I see the holidays is going to be a good time. They're showing me that. They're telling me that it's going to be really a strengthening for you and some things that you've been looking at and wanting to have happen. They're showing me that. And it's, it took me a little while, and I apologize, but it's just, we're having such technical tonight on the phone. It's like a lot of cloudy mist. And the energies are telling me, the guides, that you are also going to be strengthening up some other people. There's other people you're going to be helping the next couple months, and you're going to notice yourself a little bit out of your own self. It's not uncharacteristic for you to help people. It's just you feel a little bit not really all grounded in yourself, and it's okay. Because the guides are saying that that's part of what they want to have happen with you, and what they want for you to enjoy, Yvonne, is this time, because it's going to be really busy after February and March. Your schedule and agenda is just going to get really intense again.
Oh, okay. How about my relationship? Are the guides telling you anything about a relationship?
They're telling me that there will be a relationship. They're telling me that you've worked to get this to happen, and you're at a part in your life where it's not all ready to come together, like as living together or being together, but there is a relationship that you've got, and it's working together to get a solid, strong bond with each other more, and working out a positive where you could be able to enjoy being around each other, and more of a physical. Right now I get you're in a long-distance one.
Yes, yes I am. So you see us rejoining?
I do, and I see this being a really good positive relationship for you too, that both of you. The person that you're in the relationship right now is working towards more stability in their life and going to be able to handle things. And right now, they said it's just taking small measures, and it's going to be good, but it's got to build. And that's part of why this holiday is better, because things are starting to really kind of come together for you and for your relationship, but also strengthening up and finding out where you two wanted your life to take off. And that's where it's been one of those sad times for you, that every time you take one step in one direction, you have something else there was messing that relationship. And I see that relationship doing better now. I also see you guys strengthening out and being able to be together in a good, positive situation with each other.
Very good.
Yes, and make sure, you know, as a regular here, I haven't seen you in a while, make sure you not only do our following, but make sure you're putting in for psychicsgonewild.com, put in on a submission line, or write me at psychicjethro@aol.com and say, I want to be put in for the Christmas basket, Yvonne. We're giving away some excellent gifts on Fridays now, and one of them is the book Coming Full Circle by Lynn Andrews will be in names that we draw Friday. We're going to draw a name, which they tease me as a psychic. I'll have my lovely assistant draw the name, and we'll have a name that we'll give out, and we'll go ahead and give out that Christmas basket, and it's going to have some really good things in it this year. And so make sure you send into that, put your name in. I've had a lot of people really think the fun of it, because the good thing is you'll get this from Psyche's Gone Wild, and we've got some little unique things we're just going to add to it. We've got Linda Irwin's CDs, those of you who've listened to the show, and the music that Linda made, and some of the beautiful Sunset Lagoon and some of her other songs will be on these CDs, and we'll be sending those. And you know, it's just going to be a fun Psychic's Gone Wild box for us to say thank you to all of our listeners. I want to make sure that you get in.
Okay, I'll do that.
Cool. I'm also feeling here, as we're going through the cycle of energy with you, that you're also working on some other situations here, that I feel like you're having dreams, and you're not handling something in the dream that's going to make you emotionally feel better. They're telling me that you're going to notice this, that here shortly in the dreams there's going to be confrontation with you in the dream, and that you're going to wake up. A lot of people worry about this when they have dreams, that it's like, the, you know, you don't ever want to have a falling dream, and you've got to wake up before you hit the bottom, and, you know, confrontation dream, and a lot of times people will tell you that that cycle can cause other stress. I don't feel it's going to be a bad thing for you. I feel that you're going to handle some confrontation on the other side and in the dream state, and I see that you're going to be feeling stronger and more better. You've got an I would say you've got somebody that's not close around you, but you've got someone who doesn't care for you, who's astraline or in dream, you are arguing with this person. You're protecting someone else, and you're doing it in dream state. You're not physically living in the same place this person is, but you're telling them in dream state what you feel, and you're being protective over someone you love.
Because I don't remember my dreams.
Well, you will. This one you will, and I'll tell you part of why they're telling me what this is going to happen is it'll be one of those you wake up in the day and you're like, whoa, you'll be in a cold sweat. You'll also feel like you've had an argument or an emotional outburst in your life, and this is going to be that dream. Their guides are telling me very strong with you to have you go through that. Make sure afterwards that you take a little time, sit back, relax, visualize cool vibrations, very positive light vibrations running round and through and down over you, washing you from it. And remember, you know, and we all do this when we first wake up, our psychic is most strong then. Remember as you're doing this energy when you first do this, what was on your impression? Because they're showing me that you have a transition happening because of your health and things going on, that your system's getting ready for some good things. Remember what you see there, because this is like you're arguing with this person, and then they're showing me that your angels and guides are going to let you see the future. You'll know it this night that it happens. You'll wake up, and it'll be an odd cold feeling, and you get up. You know, a lot of people say, oh, I got up and I had a drink of water. What an odd feeling, sensation. You haven't been remembering. You'll remember this one. They're telling me here in November this will happen. They're also telling me that the guides and angels are telling me that you're okay. Some of the stresses you've had in the back, you need just a really good long massage.
Oh, yeah, that would be nice.
They're telling me, and they said that your muscles have gotten some strengthening out, and they are putting together with you that this is holding on to some emotions and some other tensions up there in the old top shoulders of your chakra. That's your heart chakra in your throat. And what it's doing is it's putting this experience back and forth through your heart chakra. You've still got some healing. There was someone you were in love with and with for a while, and you guys have went on in your life, and everything is there physically. But spiritually, this is still in the chakra. They said you need to have someone do like that. Go in, you know, when you get the time or the means to go to have someone do a deep massage, very warm with it, put a lot of heat on that. You know, we always joke about sweating it out. Feel yourself with those shoulders, and you're going to notice the next day, you're going to think of different people, just off and on. It's just, you know, it's one of those things. Let it run its course. Let the emotion do it, because that's coming out of that heart chakra. That whole energy center is pulling that energy in. And you're going to be a really good healing here, even stronger as we go into December, as you're ready to have this other part of the relationship. Then I feel you two are going to be even stronger with the person that you're right now long distance with. It's going to be even longer and better next year. I see you two working more together as one household instead of two.
Wow. That would be excellent.
What I feel, and I thank you, and I welcome you to listen in, and you know, it's good to hear from you again, old friend. I'm going to let you go, and I've got to go with other people, but I thank you for calling in, and blessings to you. I feel we'll be keeping in touch.
Hey, you too. It's always nice to talk to you.
Thank you, Yvonne. We're going into Psychics Gone Wild, Silly's Hours here, because all of a sudden the phones are doing that, and I apologize to those of you, as our friend from Texas was just trying to talk, it's doing a lot of echoing and minutes with it. We didn't get the music to play. We have some CDs and stuff that really didn't work out tonight and different music, but the good thing about Psychics Gone Wild is we're here, and that's what we want. We want to be here for you. Please click the right-hand corner and always follow. Any of you who are going in, we were just talking about the site, enjoy the fun. We've got We've got January 11th and 12th and 13th, where we're having classes in Tampa. Get a hold of me there. Find out with me and Amy, Psychic Fun in the Sun, and get a hold of us to see if you can come down. I think that any of you who can come down, do the 3-day class with us, learn how to palm read by me, working with metaphysical means of protection, strings, calling your totem. Amy will be doing grief counseling, healing, Reiki, and just a lot of fun we're going to have. So you guys get a hold of me on that. That gives you also another chance for the Christmas basket. Every time you put in an email to me, we put that chance for the email of your email in the email basket chance. 413, you're on Psychics Gone Wild. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. Hi, thank you for taking this. I was the last one on last night that you couldn't get to.
Oh.
413. Yeah.
Thank you for calling back. I feel bad about that. We were going so quick. We were trying to get everybody in.
I know. I was listening.
Yeah.
I know. So Jethro, I probably don't even have to explain a lot of this, but this is about this decision recently that I've made about going to Los Angeles. I live in Vermont. I'm a chiropractor. I practice in Western Mass. So going to Los Angeles is a huge change. I've been here for 16 years, but it's a change that I feel has to happen. It's kind of bittersweet, but I clearly made the decision a few weeks ago, and then last night the doubt started coming up. I was trick-or-treating with some friends, a friend that's going out there, and I started to feel like it's not going to be as easy as I think to make the transition. I mean, it's just my ego. I mean, my inside, I feel like I'm supposed to go, but then the doubts start to come. And I just wanted some clarification about the process of going there. I still have to get a license out there, but it's not going to be that hard because I just have to take a physical therapy exam. I don't have to take a whole national board, which would be very long and very costly. And California reciprocates with my license here in Massachusetts. So I want to relocate, and I need a change, and I need the warmth of California. I've been in Vermont for 7 years, and I'm cold. So it's all about that, really, mostly, is what I'm asking for. And the second thing is, I did ask my guides for confirmation, a very clear confirmation last week, and a crow landed in front of my car and actually was kind of injured. He was just in shock, and I picked him up and put him in my car to drive him someplace to get help for his leg, but after a little while, and I was looking in the mirror, I knew he was okay to go. So I opened the thing, and he flew out, and he was a big, beautiful crow. Mm-hmm. And I know that's an omen for change, and I know that was the sign that they gave me. And so I wanted to ask you about that too.
No, I'm glad you did. And thank you. And I feel very honored that you picked me to do this. You're very gifted yourself. I feel the angels are telling me with your ability, and I can relate with you going from Wyoming to Sedona, Arizona, and then later to California, now Florida. Be careful. The sun is addicting. No, I just got to make you laugh. But
I love the sun and the desert. Yeah.
Oh, give me your first name just so your guide will show me what else they're trying to tell me, and then I'll give you
your reading. Okay, my name is Ellen.
Okay.
My birthday's May 7th.
No, thank you, Ellen. What I feel with them, and what I feel with the part of you moving out there, and what the guides are telling me, the really good strength is you were very much accurate about with what you saw with the blackbird and with the raven work, with the bigger bird and the energy. They're also telling me that the change was there. It's exactly how it's going to be for you. He came to you. He was a little bit, you know, not really on his game. He'd been hurt a little bit, but the show and the energy was it's the same nutrient that's going to happen with you there. Being from, you know, and being out in LA, I was around that area. I do see you adjusting to that energy. I see it going really well, not only the chiropractic for you, but I also see that there's some other change in love that you'll need that's going to be real good there. And the part that I see real amazing is I see, Ellen, some other energies opening up. Your people are there, which we call our color clusters. And the angels are, that's what they were trying to tell me, is there's some other positive expected things they want to show you, and they have to have you in that other area to do it. You're also ready for some more of the work from the angels of downloading. They said that you've always had not only your chiropractic and your healing ability, but you have a really good way and handling of other people that you kind of would do well as a networker. I see you bringing together some groups of people. You're doing some drumming circle. Yeah. And they love you. The angels are telling me that that's going to happen, and it's going to be a strength where you're in that type of situations where it's a safe, positive environment for all to go. And that's why you're being brought out there. You've grown in your areas. Now you've got some of your soul brothers and sisters in your light cluster who are needing you.
Oh, okay. So the feeling that I have, it's because I am supposed to go. What about my like the things of renting my house, and you know, it's huge. It's across the country. I've got so much stuff. I've got office stuff. I've got material stuff. Is that all going to, as I make the steps to go, will it all be taken care of?
I feel it will.
I also have very low money. I have little money right now, very little.
That's what I feel with the guys. And they're telling me that, you know, and I'm going to really suggest you. I've had a lot of people say, okay, I move all the things. And, you know, I do promote not only, you know, of downsizing, because the world is plentiful, as you know, with this financials. You have nice things. If you really, really have with it and you narrow it down, good example, as moving across the country was one of the worst things that could have happened. By trying to move everything, even when the guys let us know to go, we ended up with a company who didn't. So I really make sure go with a professional name. Go with things of it, because, you know, they sell you insured. It wasn't. I can tell you, we ended up with a beautiful couch that had a dolly ran over it. I don't know what they were doing with the dolly, and they're riding over the toys or what they were playing. But, you know, so I'm just giving you a little bit of an energy because of my own personal, but what they're showing me with you is I see you going through and not only doing the downsides, but I see you taking the stuff that you've got that you really value, setting it, and then later on you're able to do a pod, which I've heard really good from, and other ones have told us to do, have them do something where it moves it. I hear you, Ellen, your angels are telling me real strong with you that you are, it's going to be at the right time and place, and that's part of what's getting you, is, okay, I'm moving across country, I've got these objects, okay, if I take this down, this is things of family, I don't want to, you know, that's a distance to go back and forth. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take these amount of things, some of these things I'm going to sell, I'm going to take this to turn it into financial to get out there. One thing I can tell you, I mean, one thing I loved out there, and I'm really into secondhand and other places of character, like there is beautiful items out in California.
Oh, I know. I'm not even good. Yeah, I know. I know. I can get more stuff. I really want to take minimal. It's just the idea of, like, just, I know I'll take care of it. I know they're just minor details to take care of. But, I mean, the main thing about moving, and why I was saying that about all the moving and all my stuff and I've got an animal, is also being able to rent my house. I know if it's the right move that I will advertise and I'll get the right people into my house.
Oh, that'll happen. Yeah, that I feel that very strong there. And they said that you also are going into something else, and it was like something else is going to happen to you, and it's like the guys are saying you're going to be able to get your life and your situation working at such a level that not only are you, the house and everything, going to come together, but it's going to be a swift transition. You're not comfortable, like just like the bird that you had in the back of your car, and it's like, boom, and then you're gone. You're back in the sea, and you're back going out. And I do feel that there's something else there in Vermont that's also happened for you, and it keeps showing me you've outgrown it, and it's a hard situation. It's not just the weather. It's some of the people and some of the times. You're a very open-minded person. Yes. And so that's what they're telling me, and they're telling me as the next couple months to also watch a little bit with your energies. Notice your shoulder. I'm getting some things going on here that you're going to be working with. It seems like your own physical exercise and things you do to really help in energy, some things that happen there. You've been carrying some energy in the back and the lower part of your shoulder, and they said that this is going to be released, and it's nothing. It's from relationship, and it's from outside people. It's something that you've kind of picked up in your energy, and that as this goes, you're not only going to feel better, but it's going to bring in and start magnifying some real positive love energy for you, to you and your animal, to have other positive links in your life. This has been kind of blocking you there in Vermont, and that's going to be released to where that's out of your aura here real shortly.
Oh, that's good. Okay, that's good. In terms of body work, Anne, the girl that's downstairs for me, she's also planning to go out, and she has been working on me. Can they comment on Anne's work? I'm thinking of her right now.
Yeah, they are very much telling me that you two are really much working on the light together, and she's helping your level vibrations, and you two are working on this. And the reason that this is also going to be enlightening is that she's learning and going, you two together are doing a good exchange. It's taking the color and it's putting golden rays and energy into it, into you and her. And later on, she's going to come out there. They keep showing that she will be out there later on as a person there to help you or do work there, and it's going to be to her benefit to come out and see you out there in California.
Okay. But she was planning kind of simultaneously. She's got her own thing going on out there. I don't know who's going to make it out first, but we kind of know we're both going to be there. And then I don't want to take up the whole time because I know there are people waiting. I wanted to ask you, my friend Mike, he offered me an office in West Hollywood to use. He's also going to help me put letters together to possible employers. He's going to help me with that. How does that all look? I mean, I'd really love to have a job before I go out there. I definitely have to visit. But it seems like I need to make a trip out there before I actually make the move. Do they see that coming up really soon?
I see you making that trip out there soon. I do see this letter's helping, but it is good and putting some extra seeds out there because you're going to be able to get it. It's not just the economy there. It's something else that's going on a little bit with this job, and this is good to do the laying groundwork. They said that take and put extra into it. I see you guys really critiquing it and putting extra work because one really good thing is you're very professional and you've got a very good work, but it gives you that extra feeling that you're bringing all your guns and ammo ready to really take on LA. You're gonna do well.
Okay. Wow. And I won't have I won't have a problem finding a place to live, and it's so expensive and everything, and I could make a good salary because I make no money here. I give everything away. It's really bad.
That's what I'm feeling, and I feel that what's going to happen with you there is that you're going to have a good salary. It's going to be a little hard to find a good place and a safe place. You know, check around and make sure there is areas, you know, there that most of L.A. is pretty okay, but not all of it. And sadly, what they're telling me with you, that you will have some other help and things there and making sure, but it's just going to take a little bit more of an edge where you may even find yourself driving a little bit around just to make sure that you're okay in there.
Okay. Okay, that's good. And good. And my friend Mike it's all okay. He's going to help me and everything like that. He's a real dear friend, so...
Yeah, he's supposed to be there, and he's also not only going to help you and as a friend in energy, he's going to help some bridges for you later with some other social things there. So they keep telling me there's going to be able to, as he's going through these things, help you and get you located in a situation where it's going to be beneficial for not only your business but for your social, so you have outside people who are open-minded.
Okay, that's wonderful. Thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I love your name, Psychic's Gone Wild. It's very cute.
Thank you.
And I think, Jeffrey, I'll be calling you set for another reading, maybe privately longer so that I don't have to take up the time here.
Thank you. And make sure you follow us, and then also, you know, make sure you contact us at psychesgonewild.com to get in for the Christmas baskets. We love this with you guys who listen, and you were so polite, patient last night, and I had, five people going a couple times there, and I kept looking down at the bottom, and I know when we finally got off, I always feel sad because it's like, we're trying, and I kept trying to get down. And I'm like,
I know. I could tell with the last person I wasn't going to. I knew I wasn't going to get in once she started, so it's okay. I am so happy it was tonight because I've been very anxious about my doubts that were coming up, even though I know it's the right thing to do. So I'm extremely excited about it. Thank you. Yeah, thank you so much.
Blessings. Okay. And next year, when you do catch me, we'll send you some of the fun stuff we did in L.A. And that's where my girlfriend lived for years, on King Road, and we have some really cool places we'll tell you about in L.A. that are fun.
Oh, that'll be great. Yeah. It is beautiful, isn't it, besides all the, you know, smog and traffic?
It is, and I'll tell you what, see, now I came from, like, the Rocky Mountains and from Sedona, and I'll tell you the really funnest thing I enjoyed was I loved walking down through L.A. It's fun, and I have to admit to you, people were like, okay, you know, here's this tall, you know, guy, skinny guy walking down the thing, but it's got an energy of its own, and once it does the energy, you do like it. You like you said, it's like there's people that are very nice, they're a lot of fun. I you know, there's people a little silly, but you get the rush and the positive energy of the city, and you're going to love it. You're going to fit in. Well,
yeah, that's great. I'm excited. Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you, and bless you, Ellen. We're on Psychic's Gone Wild, and we're welcoming all of you guys. And one of the things that we were talking about last night, as Ellen, we were discussing, was our Halloween show, and we had a gentleman on who's a hypnotist from New York, very phenomenal person, and we had Dina Flanagan, and the discussion was on the manifesting and the energies of bringing the things to you. And I love what Ellen just said here. You know, do you see how excited she's doing? She's also leaving the doors open. She's doing positive work. You know, it's a joy to have this. Make sure you guys who do call in like that, just like Diane, our little traveler, always call, can let us know what's going. It's kind of a fun little family we have here, and we always put light prayers out, and we'll put them all light positive today towards Ellen, that her joy and trip and her LA experience is not only a positive experience, but a real growth and an energy that she enjoys. joys to the fullest. I mean, that's what life's about. Going right into our next caller. We've got quite a few of you, but tonight it's 416. You're next on Psyche's Gone Wild. 416, sounds like you're taking a shower. Hello?
Oh,
I guess.
Sorry.
Hear that. How are you? This is Psyche Jethro, obviously.
I thought, okay, I wouldn't get on yet. So I was like,
well, I'm sorry.
How are you?
Really good. Is this okay? Could I talk to you for a minute? You
just running water. Wasn't taking a shower.
Oh, good. I got you to look. I bet you were like, who's he talking to me? Okay, I welcome you to calling into Psychic Scott. Well, hit the right corner and please follow us. This is Jethro, and you are?
My name's Hannah.
Hannah, I thank you and welcome you for calling in. And all teasing aside is you have quite a bit going on. You've got some bubbly energy and some other things happening for you that, okay, the guys are showing me this like this really cute little chubby face, like a little baby face. They're showing me a really cute kid that is very, they're showing me a child here. And this is either a cherub or this is a child there in the house. Hannah, there's something going on with you that the guys are telling me that you've got a lot of surprises coming up this next year.
Okay.
They're telling me that it's good prizes, and this year's been kind of an honorary year for you. You've had a year that has been, you've had to fight just to see the top of the ladder.
Right.
They're telling me that. The angels are telling me with you, Hannah, that also I see that some other things that are happening for you is that you're ready to take and handle quite a bit of stuff. I keep seeing numbers here. I'm seeing a lot of different numbers. When I go to look at this, is it your work? There's something with numbers. It looks like tapes, like cashier tapes.
Well, I'm in sales. Yeah. I don't know if that makes sense.
That's yeah. It's good. They're saying that's good, and that's very good. That's a very good thing to see with what because what they're showing me, they keep showing these tapes. They show these tapes, and it's a good sign. They're positive colors. And I see your future. They keep showing me like this is a positive one. They show a green one. They show a blue one. The angels are telling me this is a positive. These are the sales. These are the things happening. They said that they're telling me you have my respect. Sales is a hard one. Especially as being a sensitive and psychic, working in sales, people can be so ornery, and yet they can be customer sales. You have to be very gifted to work in the public.
Right.
You know, I feel that you have angels that are telling you some other things that they wanted you to do, and one of those things they want you to do, Hannah, is they keep telling me about. Do you have a child or is?
No, I don't.
Okay, I keep seeing. I can feel it. I keep seeing this cute little child. There is this most adorable child, and they're on the other side, but they keep just smiling at me. They've got a very beautiful face. They've got this cute little, you know, the button nose thing going on. They're just really adorable, and they just keep smiling at me, and they don't, you know, they're at the age where I feel the energy, and I was like, is this your future? And this is the future. This is what they're telling me with you, Hannah. I need to get a little information on relationship, because they know they're not telling me when, and we want to make sure, but it's like, you know, when this happens, this is when the guides and the angels want to have children. I can tell you from personal, when the guys want this to happen, they can take and make the word birth control run out the door. I can tell you of people and time, nothing will work other than abstinence. Abstinence works. You know, abstinence doesn't only make the heart grow fonder, but it keeps this from happening. But pretty much anything else, and if you've got this child, it's right. This child is there. This child is like right there.
Okay. Well, that's good.
It's very good, and you're going to have three children in your life. They're telling me that, to let you know that. This is very much with it, but this child is like right there, and I keep trying to get them to show me more, and I'm getting that. So, Hannah, talk to me a little bit. Give me your date of birth, and let me know, would you like to look at relationship? Is there someone there you'd like to ask about?
Yes. Well, I'm not in a relationship right now. We broke up about a month ago, so I'm just wondering what's happening in that area.
Okay. That's what they're telling me, that you need to ask about the person, because that person and you are not done together. That's part of what's happening. You guys have broke up, and yet there's something. It's not just the healing part or the placeful with energy. The angels are telling me that this relationship has still got some time to go through some other changes with it. It's really sad. I feel like you guys broke up under odd circumstances.
Yes. Just a fight, but then he doesn't want to. Then he decided he didn't want a relationship, that kind of thing. So,
you know, and it's like I keep hearing that, and I going into anything that they see telling me too is they say that you're also looking at handling with the relationship, and you two, I do see you guys getting around each other, but it's a shame because you're both were upset, and it, you know, it happens in energy, but I feel that you two are going to be back in relationship together, and when I go to look at the energy, they tell me that you two are going to be back into relationship and dating again next year, and you guys kind of took a break from each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, I haven't spoken in a month almost.
Mm, I wonder. You get a little temper, too. You know, it takes two. And, you know, he does, too.
Both of us.
Mm-hmm. And it kind of had to go to that point. It had to go to a point of doing that. And I feel the really good thing is in relationship, they're showing this person there. That's why I had to ask you about asking about them. But I need you. Is it okay to say over the radio their name or at least their birthday so I get an energy?
Their birth date is January 5th, 78.
Okay. Okay. Now, and this is part of where I'm getting the other energy here. This is part of where.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, 78.
78. Okay. It's the guys are showing me that this person is very strong too. As you were talking about, you both have tempers. You've also got the word stubborn with this relationship that you guys have both added into this. This is going to take a little more of the delay. It's going to take some of the other time. I also see that you have got a couple other people you could date. You're just not. You're a little difficult in who you want to go out with. You're not just going to pick someone to go out with. And what the angels are telling me with you is you also are looking at your life beginning to be more strong. You know, too.
Right.
You know, and you'd said sales, and we talked about the receipts. They tell me that it's going to be financially better for you. They're also telling me that as this, you know, when we're going into that time of the year, which we know sales is going to pick up in almost all areas, but what I see with you also happening is that I see this being a positive time for you that you're going to do some things to give yourself a better paying job. It's like, you know, we all get money, more money, and sales do real well for sales, but I see that opening up by your work and you doing well, this is going to put you in a different position next year. You're going to be working a better position of it. It's not just like a small raise. It's like getting a better things happening, and I feel like you're in transition. The guys are telling me that you're looking at some other areas. At first, I thought you were moving from your house.
Okay.
Yes, and they're telling me that you're going to be looking at some different things and some of this other to kind of do it better. And part of it is just to have the transition of finding a place a little lower on renting or something to do. I see you're looking for a place and you're putting yourself in a new situation because you're really, it's okay there, but you need the shift change. This relationship, that's part of what was causing the other stresses too.
Right.
And I do feel that. And they're telling me that you're going to be able to handle the situation there in a very good expected way of getting things there with it. It's ironic with the children. I'm curious, and I'm asking your guides. They keep showing me that adorable baby. I mean, that baby's just like right there. So I would say very close. And she's an adorable little girl baby. She's a cute little girl baby. She's very positive. I keep seeing it. I keep seeing her there. So I would have to tell you that they're telling me that this is very soon. I would say by this time next year, she's on her way. You're either pregnant with her or you're pregnant with her by this time next year. And it's ironic because a lot of times you'll see this with older souls. I've done this a lot for reading people's children or, you know, through there, is you'll see a soul like this come in, and they usually come in this strong, like a year before they come in. And she's, I'm going to be honest with you, part of why you had the fight and the things with your relationship is she wants to make sure she's not only picking her mom, she's picking her dad.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? She's a strong.
Yeah, exactly.
You see, you get this. You're very intuitive, and you know why she picked you is because you've kind of always wanted to have not only children, but you've always wanted to have someone that you could love that would give you unconditional love back, and children do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I see her being very strong with you. They keep saying that it's like you knew her before as Mindy. And they're saying that you knew her before. This is like she knew you and you knew her, and she loves you very dearly. She's going to come in. I think this is part of where the other energy is also happening for you as you sit down and the energies go through. As they said, this, so you'll have one daughter and then later two boys. And they keep saying that this daughter is, she's not waiting. She's wanting to be with you. She's wanting to feel your energy. She's loving you with this older daughter I'm picking up. I also feel that she's wanting you to have the other change. Something's happened here about you're looking for a new relationship. They're telling me she's picking her new daddy. Maybe I'm saying the name I'm picking up. That's why I had to ask you earlier, because like I can feel her. Just it's like she's. They're telling me that she's making sure this is there, and it, you know. But what you'll notice here is you start to really get a strong pull. The all the odds are on in for this other relationship, and that's part of it. She also feels that he could hurt you. There's something about you and his relationship that you both do, and only get mad. But there's a confusing part with him about with you two working together on who's doing what. That's what they're telling me, and the angels are saying that they're not going to. He's got to be able to decide and be really strong with this, because you're at a point in your life where, in the next couple of years, you're going to know some really change and shift. Not only with this, I'm saying with that, but I see you later doing some other stuff to add to. You would make a really good office manager, or you're very good at detail.
Right.
Very okay. good at it. And they said you could take like a program or something where you do like a, you know what they do, a 9-10 month program, and have a paper like that under your belt, and you'd make a really good office manager, health clinic manager, in an area where you'd make really good money. You take care of the staff, you do the paperwork, you do the office, and it'd be in your alley. I don't see you doing sales for a long, long time, but I see, you know, that's part of what the guys are grooming you for later, and you'd be very good at it.
Okay.
Am I helping you? You're real kind of.
Yeah, no. I'm just listening. No, it's great. It's great help. So, just one question. So, do you think that I'll hear from my ex, or is that done, or what?
No, it's not done. You'll hear from him. You will hear from him, and that's what they're saying. And they're also telling me that he is. Even though you guys haven't for a month, you kind of took a little time off. There's some other things going on there right now, and that's part of what the energy is happening, is he does care for you. He's just not certain where else he wants to be. He's got himself mad still a little bit at you, and he's kind of stubborn. They keep telling me of the two, you might be the one who does the calling. He's pretty stubborn, and, you know, by you calling and saying, hey, you know, still talk, we can, you know, stay friends, you know, we don't have to take hostages and shoot the arrows anymore, or something funny might get him to chill out a little bit. He's got a very strong head sense when it comes to you and the whole thing there.
Okay. So do you think I should contact him?
I do, and I'll tell you, part of it is I think he is trying to do the contact. I think that he's thought of it. I think he's still a little strong. I also see, I don't want you losing your pride. I want you to be, you know, the cool Hannah that you are, and I want you to, when you're talking with him, be really good with that, nonchalant. They said that also you're going to notice that talking, he also knows that he still has feelings for you. When we talked right away, I did pick that up. That's why I had to take a little bit to see and ask you about if you wanted to talk about him or not, because you're a little hurt still in your heart because of the breakup, and he's mm-hmm. still doing energy like he's there. You know?
Okay.
Does that help you? And what I'm saying, you're kind of like, oh my goodness.
No, that helps. No, it's great advice. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Hannah, and I welcome you. Please make sure you put in for our Christmas basket so we know you could win one of those good books, and we're going to be getting dowsing rods in there. We've got a bunch of stuff that's going to be given out for our Christmas baskets, and they're free. You know, all you have to do is put in at psychesgonewild.com and check out the site and see what you think of all the different psychics we have on psychesgonewild.com.
Okay, sounds great. I will do that.
Thank you, and we're going to go ahead and take it a little bit here. We've got a little bit of the show left. I've got a couple of you on the phone. We're having a little bit of a trouble here. I'd like to take just a minute and play one of our really fun songs, and I want you guys, don't take off. Go anywhere. It's like just hang in, be able to, you know, stay relaxed, because we'll be right back. We're going to play a few minutes of, you know, Colors of the Wind, so don't go anywhere. I'll be right there in 412. You're next. Beautiful. And we've had one of those nights that have been a little distemper, a little bit silly, a little bit of welcome to Psychic Sound Wild. This is Psychic Jethro, and I want to quickly let all of you know, tune in tomorrow night live, 8 p.m., Amy Cavanaugh, Friday nights. One thing we'll be adding is we have a new reader next Friday. Tune in to Psychic Sound Wild. Janae will be reading, and she's pretty well known. Those of you who've experienced Blog Talk Radio, very phenomenal, very gifted psychic. And Janae will be reading on Friday nights, starting the 9th of November. So tune in tomorrow, because tomorrow, November 2nd, we will have one of the best and most honored authors and guests that I am just so excited that we can have, and that is Sherry Richards, the author of Dancing with Your Dragon, The Art of Loving Your Unlovable Self. One of the most phenomenal things that this book helps you with, and we've had with, is it helps you with accepting the unacceptable, become present in your body, and it works with developing your intuition. All of you who have been working with this, contact your higher self, forgive yourself and others. And one of the great things is working with the higher divine power. This is a phenomenal book. We're really welcoming. And those of you who know, tomorrow night after you get to talk and listen and hear with our author, Sherry Richards, we're all looking for me and Amy are so honored to have her on the show with us. We're going to be doing some of the work with her. Is that this is going to be one of the books that's going to be in that Christmas basket. If you want to win a book of Dancing with Your Dragon by Sherry Richards, make sure you put into psychicsgonewild.com. As we've been promoting all month here, all the other sites. One of the things we do is it talks. She does talk about the magic mirror, and we're going to work with her and you know, about the how to develop it, how to work with it. She is a very gifted person. We're all excited to have her here, and you know, as we're going to be working and talking with her, we've got a ton of people that will be calling in, so make sure to get in early. We're going to try and get all of you guys in quick and out. Do remember, for the psychic readings, one minimum question. Please, you know, we welcome and enjoy all of it, but you know, we want to give time to everybody. And one of the great things that we have added to psychicsgonewild.com is there's that submission button, not only to get in for the basket, but there's different ones of our past guests and future people on there. Now, we've had all of you guys putting in. Tell me who you want to see on. We've had a lot of Patty Negree asking for you, and we've had Lady Palmer, who actually did speak with me, and we'll see. Well, you know, we never know. We always put out the work of it, but I think you guys are going to really enjoy Janae. Those of you who watch and listen to the show know we always have an intent to keep a steady base. I know a lot of you have been asking us about our times. They are consistently on, starting with Wednesday night at 8 p.m., Thursday night at 8 p.m., Friday night at 8 p.m., Saturday night at 8 p.m., and I understand Kelly will be doing Sunday night at 8 p.m. So you can pretty much guarantee. Then we have Monday and Tuesdays are different times. So, you know, make sure you guys contact us, because you've got a show coming in. And, you know, if you don't get to listen in, always catch us in the archives. We'd love to see you there. We're going to be doing a little more energy with work here and going into 412. I thank you for being patient. This is Psychic Jethro. I had to go get a little water and kind of play the colors of the wind. How are you, 412?
Hi, I'm fine. Thank you.
Great. I welcome you for calling.
Okay. I was calling in about a love question. I'm single, so I'm just calling in to see. What do you see for love?
I see... I feel like there's some energy here going in with you that is, I say in, it says that you're right now, it's like I don't see the relationships happening right now. I feel like you're still in the infos, is what I call it. It's when we want a relationship, but we're still kind of in our own energy a little bit, and our guides are holding it, and they're telling me with you, give me your first name so I can get permission from your guides.
Oh, it's Veronica.
No problem, Veronica. I'm feeling that the guys are telling me that you are ready to have a relationship. It's not the physical ready. It's the emotional, spiritual part of having your life take on a new base, and that's what's getting you. It's like I feel like you've been in a point of relationships before, and they're, you know, you're ready to have that real relationship. You've got a couple of people who want to go out with you. The problem is you're not going to play games.
Man. I think one knows that, yeah.
man, that's what your guide's letting me know that. I'm like, okay. And it's like, whoa. It's like, you know, and it's really good because, you know, it's something that we're going into. And it's ironic that, you know, here you are at the last word. Tomorrow night we're going to be talking about it. That's what they're telling me, that you're pretty much in your own power. You're pretty much got, you know who Veronica is. You know what Veronica likes. You know what Veronica don't like. The thing that you've got is you've got some relationships with people who really care for you and want to be around, but they're not measuring up, just what we were talking about. You're not playing games. They're also telling me that you've got, I feel like there's somebody that you're interested in or have been interested in that's like skating around the board. You know what I mean? I see them out there.
Yeah, yes.
That's what I'm getting. And the angel said that this relationship would have been and could be the very positive thing that you need in your life. It's working out the strengths of it and getting that to partake with both you and the person. But they've got to be able to do something else. They've got to be able to take on some more responsibility is the word they're using.
Yeah, and it's difficult for him because he's such a punk. And he admits it. He texts me that. So. He's honest about it, but, you know.
It's hard, though, and I'm not saying that to get, because I'm going to hear about this in emails. I can see the mails already to me. But you guys know, as a person doing this, like she just said, he knows it, but changing is the key word. And that word is the one that gets a lot of people, no matter what it is. You know, it's like the one friend, they said, well, it's easy to be yourself. And it's like, but you know what the really hard thing is? A lot of us really haven't grown into ourselves.
Right. Yeah.
And it's like, you know, and I, that's what I feel there for you. You have my sympathy because I could tell, like, you know, you really care for him. And you know, even him getting it together in measures. I mean, you've worked with him on, okay, you can take baby steps, even a little bit of a little ladder step, and I'll work with you. But I need you doing some kind of step. I need some action from those legs of yours. I need something going on here. And I love what the angel said with you, Veronica, because they said, you know, this is the person that's, and he's still, and he, why I say skating is that exact word. He's not standing firm on his ground, but he's still going around here skating a little bit, and he is the person that has all the potential to be with you, to do the things when he can get it together. And they keep telling me that some of it is it's finding the right motivation. He's a person that does a lot of listening and hearing energies, and he learns at a different level than other people do, and that's a good and a bad thing. It's what makes the magical person in it. I can relate in the fact that I've had friends like him that I know that we're just, I, you know, as you can tell, I'm very hyper, and I always like to read, work, study. I was like that, and I was pretty much the geek, and they would tease me because they're like, you know, are you not getting this other stuff with the psychic? I'm like, well, I already kind of passed that in my life. I feel in his part what's happening for him is these other focus and these things going. Once it does click and it is going to here, it's just taking a little while. He is going to do well financially. He would make a really good entrepreneur or businessman.
That's what he's working on actually now. Like he's a professor, but he's like, that's his real profession. It's like his real passion is to be like more in the community or doing something more creative. And psychology is not really, you know, it's kind of fits sometimes. It's interesting, but fits sometimes.
And it's, you know, the really good thing with you and the two together is by him doing the energies and going through this, him getting into that entrepreneur and the business and the financial of it. And, you know, this is the things that make the rest of us go, if I sit through one more meeting and I have to go through this, I'm going to, you know, pencil whip them to back out. You know, he's sitting there getting into it. He's like, I can feel it. I can go there. I'm you know, I'm standing my ground. He's playing the game. He's doing the move. He's got the smooth. He walks out of there. He's confident. You know, and that's what's making it happen. It's getting him to tick, and that's what's going to click, as they said that he's going to do well in financing. And ironically, this is the right country to be in to do that. You see people walk in, you know, and they hit with that kind of personality. They hand him a blue chip in IBM. He only works so many years, and then he gets to go play on the yacht with you. It's like, okay, then grab in there and get him. You know, just do it.
Wow. Well, you definitely nailed that, and I didn't even have to bring them up, and you already had them tagged. So,
well, you've got to. You now take this as a compliment with you. You've got a part of you that does like the yacht side of life. You've got a part of classiness to you that you're not, you know, and you've got a name that's got a very good positive energy, a very strong name like mine, Jethro. Veronica has a very strong energy, no matter how you spell it. You've also got the energy that in this life you're going to have nicer things in life. And if that means somebody has to be sacrificed, well, I guess they go under the train. I'm going to be up here. I'm not trying to be mean to people, but you've worked hard and you're wanting that level of life. You're not going to ever accept someone just saying, okay, let's just hang out on the couch and we can, you know, always watch TV and be loved together and have a few beers. That's just not Veronica.
No, I don't want that.
And you won't have it. They're also telling me, you know, we were talking tonight and we got with this, but you also know that you're going to have twins. I thought I should let you know that later on, but you are.
Oh gosh. Well, that's kind of what I actually wanted, just so I can get it out the way, you know, just get those two out the way.
All at one time. Have you ever taken care of twins? You are a gutsy woman. I have my friends had twins, and they were two little girls. And those two little girls, to this day, they're on Facebook with me. But as little kids, they couldn't stand each other. They didn't want to look at each other's dresses. They couldn't even take the thought the other one was in the closet. You know, and I'd laugh. It was the most fun to me because here they were, these identical twins, and it's like, don't be looking at me. You know, it's like, wait, you know, it's just alike. I don't want to. I got the mirror. You got three of you. Come on.
Yeah, I've dealt with twins. I'm a therapist actually myself, so it's like I have two twins that I used to work with, and they're autistic on the spectrum. And that was something else. They were like against each other, but then when they wanted to get their mastermind, they like joined forces. And so like all manipulative things towards other people, though. That's the only time they would join forces. I was like, oh my gosh. But other than that, they're beating the crap out of each other.
You know that good twin, bad twin theory. And I love this with you. The guy just saying that, and just like, okay, now that's a factor usually with both sides of the people, but both sides of parents there. And they're both telling me that, you know, you've got some other energies with your angels that want to see. They want to see you happy, so this is going to be a successful life for you. I really hope that he can learn to stand and quit skating. We've got about 60 seconds, so Veronica, if it cuts us off, thank you for calling and put in for the Christmas basket.
All right, thank you. I will. All right.
Thank you, and bless you. We are running into those last couple seconds that we love about Psychics Gone Wild, and they always click me off for the night. I'm going to say thank you, everybody, and thank you for tuning in. One more fun night show. Remember to, you know, go in and look. We're going to be trying to do baskets in December. We've got a little chipped-in thing out there. If you see it, please slap a dollar or two in the little chipped-in thing. It's on Psychics Wild, Gone Wild. And, you know, just add to help with it because we're going to be shipping out some more packages in December. We're going to have fun, and it's Merry Christmas to you from Psychics Gone Wild. Those of you who've done and had a lot and been on the show, thank you continually to call in, continue to listen, and bless you all.